USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy.
After things finally settled down at his contentious confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally speaks.
A judge must interpret statutes as written. A judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Earlier, Democrats had repeatedly tried to delay the opening of the hearing, which will continue today, and 70 demonstrators were arrested by Capitol Police. Gordon's downgraded from hurricane to tropical storm, but still pounding the Gulf Coast with rain as it moves inland after making landfall late last night. A child in Pensacola, Florida, has been killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Arizona's governor announcing who'll replace the late Republican Senator John McCain.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Governor Doug Ducey noting that Kyle served alongside McCain during his 18 years in the Senate. Kyle retired in 2013.
As much as I love this job and will always love this city and its residents, I've decided not to seek re-election.
That was the announcement from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the Democrat saying he won't run again, even though he'd vowed he would for months. Emanuel has faced a lot of criticism lately for not taking a tougher stance on violence in the Windy City. An upset in a Democratic primary in Massachusetts yesterday as 10-term Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston Councilwoman Ayanna Pressley. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump will reportedly be able to respond to written questions from the head of the Russia probe. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is letting the president give written answers, but he's also not giving up the hope of eventually getting a face-to-face interview with President Trump. Mueller's been trying to interview the president for some time in the probe of possible Russian interference in the 2016 election. The National Association of Police Organizations is calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million police officers explained it's upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick as the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started to kneel during the national anthem in protest of police brutality and treatment of minorities. The letter calls Nike's decision a slap in the face to those who risk their lives to protect the country and a perpetuation of the myth that police are racist. And the ruby red slippers worn by Dorothy in the 1939 classic movie The Wizard of Oz making their way back home now, as the FBI says they've located the shoes that were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005. They say arrests will be made, but they provided no other details. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.